USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Responsibility for these tragic deaths rests squarely with Hamas.
The White House says the terror group Hamas is responsible for the deaths of more than 50 Palestinian protesters. On the day the U.S. opens its new embassy in Jerusalem, spokesperson Raj Shah from the White House saying,
Hamas is intentionally and cynically provoking this response. And as the Secretary of State said, Israel has the right to defend itself.
Palestinians are angry about the president's decision to move Israel's embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. First Lady Melania Trump recovering in the hospital after being treated for a kidney infection. She was taken to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and will likely be there for the rest of the week. A spokesperson said the procedure went well and she'll recover quickly. And the Supreme Court rules to allow states to authorize sports gambling. As soon as this ruling came down, the Post says a New Jersey racetrack said it offers sports betting in just weeks. I'm John DeMaster, USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.